Hello.
Hello there. My name is Christian. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or the television?
No.
Okay. Is this Gregory?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Would that be a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. What is your age?
75.
Thank you, sir. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you.
Caucasian.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and a 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote, you may use any number in between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve of or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Is that a somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat, thank you. And now I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want to the president and the Congress to be focused on for each. I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? So the first issue would be banning TikTok.
Zero.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of health insurance and prescription drugs.
5.
Thank you. Improving K through 12 education.
10.
Thank you. Banning assault weapons.
10.
Combating climate change and protecting the environment.
10.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
5.
Protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
10.
Addressing immigration and border security.
Five.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Thank you. Do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
No.
You answer that the President and the Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
I'm motivated to vote.
Okay. Now, hold on. Give me a second here. Okay. Now, I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel partially warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Okay, so first would be...
excuse me, is this almost done? Are you almost done asking me questions here?
We're halfway. Okay. So Meta / Facebook?
What?
Meta / Facebook?
What are you asking?
So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. And a 0
I'd really like to just end this. Okay.